woods or we're fully comfortable, but we've seen a lot of real progress.
He added that if you do get stuck during your travels, almost all of the top 10 airlines now offer meal and ground transportation vouchers for delays. Some New Jersey Swifties are heartbroken after finding out they've been swindled. The Taylor Swift fans showed up to her sold-out concert at MetLife Stadium only to find out their tickets, some of which cost $300, were fake. Ticket scammers are selling phony tickets online, and officials are warning to be careful where you buy them. And the NHL Western Conference Final continues today with the Vegas Golden Knights hosting the Dallas Stars for Game 5. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot too. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, my house, come on.
What's cooking at your house today? Don Clement and Patty Berneman want you to chew on this. Share your recipes and cooking secrets, your favorite kitchen tool, and what are you asked to bring to potlucks? What's your specialty? Home cooks only on Chew On This.
Well, hello again. Here we are on Saturday at noon. Patty B and Don Clement listening to Chew On This. And we got today we have a special guest, Alicia Cornick, who is a local artist who's also an incredible cook. And she's going to be calling us about 12:15 with a recipe. And I'm going to check my email and look at it because she sent me the recipe this morning.
Oh, good. I need to post it.
I am going to post it on our podcast page.
Good. I can't believe it's Saturday again.
I know.
It's like, boom.
Not only is it Saturday, it's Memorial Day weekend.
I know. It's like, wow. Mm-hmm. The whole month of May was just like a blur.
I know.
So fast. You know why?
No.
We're getting old.
No, we're not.
Yeah, the older you get, the faster stuff goes.
No, I'm going backwards. I decided, you know. So
let me know how that works.
I will. So where you been? What's new?
What you been
cooking?
You know, I cooked yesterday. We had a spatchcock chicken from McCord's that I had in the freezer.
Okay, for all of us non-gourmets, spatchcocked is...
So you take a whole chicken and he cuts the backbone out of it and then he smashes it down flat. So the spatchcock chicken is going to cook much faster because it's not whole, you know, with that cavity. Mm-hmm. So what's really cool about McCord's is not only did he season the whole chicken, he double bagged it and vacuum sealed it so I could...
Sous vide it.
I sous vide it. And I was kind of hesitant because sous viding a whole chicken can be kind of touchy because white meat and dark meat cook at different temperatures. So I sous vide it at 155 degrees. Took it out, dried it. I did nothing to this chicken. He did everything. I did nothing.
He seasoned it and all for
totally,
you.
Totally. And I put it in the Brava oven, and I seared it, and it's absolutely delicious. So I cut that up for during the week.
Yeah.
You know, so when we're looking for lunch, I can grab a couple pieces of chicken, throw it in a tortilla or whatever. And, I mean, it was like hands-free, did nothing, $16, done.
Okay, so if you don't have a sous vide...
You could
how
cook
you
it,
cook
grill it.
It like if you could put it in your toaster oven and cook
so
it.
So I would take a, you could, or I would take like a cast iron skillet with some oil and some butter, brown it, maybe some lemon, some garlic, flip it over, and then put it in the oven at 400 degrees for about 30 minutes.
That's it.
That's so easy to do. And it cooks really quick, again, because it is spatchcocked. So there's no backbone to it, and it's awesome.
So it's almost boneless, basically.
No, all the other bones are there, just not the spine.
Yeah.
Not the backbone. So, and that's the hard part.
And you just tell him, you go to McCord's
he's
and...
He's got them already.
Oh, he's got them already done?
Oh, he's got them already done. It's all seasoned. You get lemon ones. You can get the... It was good. Mm-hmm. It was really good. So we'll eat that. We'll eat that this week. We'll do something with it. You know?
Yeah. It sounds delicious.
Trying not to eat
I'm
during the week.
Try that.
Try not to eat during the week. So anyway.
Like at all?
No, just try to... Like be, you know,
yes.
Have fun on the weekend, but kind of watch it during the week to try to
Yeah, even everything out.
Yeah, we'll see how long this
lasts. Well, I just opened up my email. Alicia is going to be given the recipe for crawfish cakes with honey jalapeno sauce.
Honey jalapeno. That sounds good. Mm-hmm. So I guess like a crab cake, but with crawfish.
That's what it looks like.
Awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Her website's beautiful. She does some beautiful work.
She's an incredible artist. Yeah, you know, she's a dear friend of mine. We went to school from kindergarten together through high school. She's from the Ninth Ward. And all through high school, you know, who knew she was an artist? And then she's just an incredible artist.
So how many friends do you have that go that far back?
That I still keep in touch with, probably 3 or 4.
Yeah, that's about my number, 3 or 4. That's a cool thing. I don't think many people can say that.
I don't think so either.
That's sad.
You know, and I don't like to call her an old friend because we're not old. Okay. We're dear friends. But, you know, the other day, my grandson, I'm very proud, graduated from Nunez Community College with an associate's degree in process technology, and I was in the the St. Bernard Civic Center, and I remembered
it's the cultural the center.
Cultural center. Yeah, I was getting culture.
Getting culture.
And I remembered that Alicia and I went to see the Jefferson Airplane the St. Bernard Cultural Center.
How embarrassing for Jefferson Airplane!
Yeah, really. But I remember we saw, I couldn't remember, I remember being there, and it took me a little while to remember who I went with, and then I remembered I went with Alicia.
Jefferson Airplane at the St. Bernard Cultural Center, Dolan. I like that.
But anyway, so she's an incredible artist. She's done a couple of Strawberry Festival posters.
Nice.
She does portraits. She's just...
That's awesome.
Crazy good. And now she's into gardening. So I called her the other day and she couldn't answer because she was outside watering her.
Where does she live?
She lives in Ponchatoula.
Oh, well, she can still go to the plant gallery. Mm-hmm. She can take a day trip.
She can. Absolutely.
She can go to the plant gallery. She can bring you those crawfish cakes.
Yeah, that's right.
You could grab one of those little tables out there at the plant gallery. Use one of the pots as a little table.
As a little table at the plant gallery. There you go.
Just hang out there, you know? So are you cooking for Memorial Day?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't know. I've been wanting to do a brisket, so I might do that.
If I had a smoker, I'd do a brisket, but I don't. And I had sous vide a brisket once, and it was okay. But nothing beats a smoker. Mm-hmm. So you would cook it, like, on the stovetop?
No. What I do is I season it with Uncle Larry's seasoning.
Yeah, good stuff.
Season it really good with that. Mm-hmm. Wrap it up in aluminum foil. Put it in my oven real low at like 200 or 250. And I just let it cook for like 12 hours.
Really?
And then I open it up.
That's a great thing to do in the summer. Put your oven on and leave it on for 12 hours.
I put it on overnight. And
I cannot go to sleep with an oven on.
Yeah, I can. But then open it up and turn the oven up and let it crisp on the outside.
And it's good?
The drippings for gravy. My grandkids love it. Yeah, it is.
Really?
It's very good. Yeah.
So do you buy the flat or the tip?
The flat.
The flat. Mm-hmm. Okay. The thing with brisket is it's hard not to buy. They're so big.
I know.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
So every time I go look at the store, they're like these huge things.
Yeah. I wait until I can find a smaller one.
Find it. All right. So you just season it up, wrap it tight. 200?
Yeah, real low. Just cook it overnight.
God, that sounds low.
It is.
That sounds like trichinosis.
But it takes forever to cook it, and it makes a really good gravy.
All right.
You know, the drippings.
You make potatoes with that, or what do you do?
No, usually do rice and gravy. My grandkids love the rice and gravy.
I haven't had rice and gravy, and so I love just rice gravy.
I haven't
done
it in a long time either.
But, like rice gravy and lassoor peas.
Oh, yeah.
Lassoor peas. Got to be the petipar peas.
Yeah, the little beady ones in the silver can.
That Del Monte stuff sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you want to call us and tell us what you're cooking for Memorial Day, we would love to talk to you at 556-9696 here on WGSO 990 AM.
You need to do hot dogs and hamburgers for Memorial Day, don't you?
Yeah, and I haven't had them, but my friend said the steak burgers at McCord's are delicious too.
Oh, I bet they are.
And they're like $3 or $3.50 each. Mm-hmm. He like grinds them right there. We'd have to get him to be a sponsor.
We do. I love that place. I was just going to say, and he's not a sponsor.
He's not a sponsor. No, he's not a sponsor.
Now, the Plant Gallery is a
sponsor. They are
a sponsor.
Yes. They are a sponsor. So that's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
That's a totally different
story. So we're grateful to them for having us on the air.
And you know, do you know, Patty, there's such a thing as landscape consultation?
No, I didn't know that.
I did not know that. So if you walk outside and you look at your landscape and you say, boy, this really looks tired. This looks ugly. How do I make this beautiful? Well, you go to theplantgallery.com, and you go to local landscaping garden design services under landscaping, and you can schedule a free landscape consultation. And they'll come out and say, you are right, your landscaping sucks, and here's what we need to do to fix it. And they'll give you a whole plan and a whole design of how to create this garden of your dreams, and then all your neighbors will pass by and said, my God, did you do this? And then you lie and say, yes, you did. You don't tell them that the plant gallery did it. You tell them you did it. So if you want your landscaping consultation, go to theplantgallery.com, or you can reach out. You can call them. And you can call them at 504-226-7579 and tell them that Don C. and Patty B. sent you to theplantgallery.com. You're calling. Someone called and you're laughing.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard on another radio show this week that somebody referenced you and they called they called you Don the Gourmet Waiter.
Oh, I'm not the waiter.
And this is Steve. He's got a comment for Don the
Gourmet,
gourmet
Waiter.
Gourmet Waiter.
I'm not a waiter, Steve. Yeah. I promise you.
I think it's more the Gourmet Busboy.
Oh.
I'm giving downsizing you from that. Yeah. Did you hear about the ice cream?
Which ice cream?
Lousy.
I did hear about Lousy.
$23 a quart, and everybody's bitching. And I'm saying, Don takes one of the greatest fruits in the world, a grape, puts it in a bottle and ferments it till it's bitter, and pays $100 for less than a quart. What are we talking about here? Come on, folks.
I don't know. I heard. First of all, I have to give this caveat. I am not really an ice cream eater. I mean, you can ask my wife, if I eat ice cream twice a year, that's plenty.
Yeah. You know?
And so I heard that. That was, yeah, I agree. That was kind of pricey.
Well, yeah, but you pay $100 for 25 ounces.
That's true.
When my wife drinks red wine, and she'll tell me to pour her a glass, and sometimes it takes a few days for her to go through a bottle. She'll drink one glass, you know, and she'll say, I think this is going bad. And I'm going, how do you tell with red wine?
Oh, you can tell. Well, the problem is she's drinking it too slow.
Well, okay.
She needs to drink it faster, tell her.
Well, she's trying to be healthy. By the way, her favorite kitchen tool is me.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on that. I'm going to let that go.
Well, it's not.
I don't know where that's going.
No, I'm just saying I clean up the kitchen. I do.
Oh, yeah,
I
do.
She's a better cook, but I do most of the cooking. So
you do?
Yeah.
My wife does not cook at all. She's sitting next to me, so I can say that. It's the truth.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Well, I see what I asked one time. I was in bed already, and I told her to turn on the dishwasher. It was loaded and everything. And she goes, I don't know how. And I said, well, all you got to do is, she goes, I don't want to know how.
I don't want to know. I don't need to know. That's on a need-to-know basis, and I do not need to know. I do not need to know.
Absolutely.
So did you get the ice cream? The lousy ice cream.
Oh, no, the Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, did you get it?
I haven't gotten it yet. No,
I'm so disappointed. I thought that's what you were calling for.
No.
So when you get it, are you going to add Dr. Thunder to it?
No. I'm going to trust Bluebell and see what they think.
But, I mean, it's not really a float. It's ice cream. I mean.
Yeah, but it's supposedly Patty's had it.
You've had it?
I have had it, and it's delicious.
Is it?
I don't know what they do to it that make the Dr. Pepper part of it.
Is it kind of carbonated?
Foamy, but it tastes foamy.
I'm sure it's some kind of chemical.
Yeah, probably. That'll probably kill me in 20 years. But I'm not going to eat that much of it.
20 years. She's optimistic. 20 years. I don't know.
All right, Steve, we got to run. I got to play some spots. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
calling.
Steve.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you.
Happy Memorial Day. Have a good weekend.
Gourmet busboy.
Bye.
From hoity-toity neighbor to the gourmet busboy.
We'll be right back after these spots. You're listening to Chew on This, brought to you by the Plant Gallery.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Tune in to Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's
tried to amend my carnivorous habits.
We're back. As much as I hate to turn this music down.
Patty's such a parrothead.
You know, I'm such a parrothead.
Poor
Jimmy.
Parrothead.
And prayers for Jimmy Buffett, who's sick, who had to cancel some of his concerts.
Have you gone to visit him yet?
Not yet.
You should
go. I'm trying to get on the guest list.
You should get on the guest list. Hospital guest list.
No, he's home. He's on his Long Island.
Well, you should go.
Place.
If anyone would like to sponsor a trip for Patty to go
see Jimmy Buffett,
please call 556-9696. And you can Venmo us at...
That's right. Well, we got our guest on the phone, Alicia Cornick, my dear friend, who I've been knowing way long, my whole life, practically.
Longer than we want to discuss.
That's right.
I said dear friend.
She's my dear friend, who gave me a tip off the air about cooking my brisket. She said when she does it, she puts cocktail sauce, a little bit of ketchup, and French onion soup mix on it.
Wait. I like this. You mix this all together, Alicia, and you rub it on the brisket?
Yes. Right. I pour it on top of the brisket. You know, I put it in a deep baking pan.
Okay.
And I mix in a bowl a bottle of the seafood cocktail sauce.
Right.
Which I think might have a little bit of horseradish in it.
It does.
And then some ketchup and onion soup mix. And I told Patty, if she wanted to, she could put a little root beer or Coke in it to make it sweet. And I mix that up, and then I pour it over it, cover it, and I do it, you know, like Patty, I'll cook it low and slow in the oven.
What temperature do you cook that at?
About 200.
Okay, and you cover it with...
You see?
Yeah, I know.
At least 12 hours.
Really?
Right. What? And you cover it really tightly with aluminum foil and just put it in there and forget about it.
So when you're finished between the equal parts ketchup and the cocktail sauce?
Well,
about the same amount?
No, I'll put about maybe 3/4 of a cup of ketchup and then a whole bottle of the cocktail sauce, which is maybe 8 ounces. You know, it's not that big.
No. Yeah, it's a little Heinz bottle.
Right. You know where I got this tip? You won't believe this.
No, where?
I got this from an elderly Italian lady in the Chalmette Walmart.
I probably know her from the Chalmette Walmart, darling.
About probably 40 years ago. And we were standing at the meat counter, and then we were talking about food, and she said, "Oh, look, darling, this is what you do." And
I love this. Well, I am going to do that. I'm going to do this.
Yeah, try it. Try it.
200,
it's easy.
Yeah. My problem is...
Do like 225, okay? You could do 225, 250, but I wouldn't go above that.
All right. I'm just freaking out about this meat cooking for that long. But if you two have eaten it and lived...
Many times.
Yeah. All right. And what do you serve with that?
I'm still here. I haven't killed anybody yet. That I know of.
So see, this is the kind of stuff I like. I like that she's into Walmart, darling.
Yeah.
And some woman just...
Oh, yeah.
That's how things should be.
It only happens in New Orleans.
Only. Or Chalmette.
That's what I was going to say. We're New Orleanians. We talk to anybody.
Oh, to a tree.
Everybody.
To a tree.
Yeah, we'll talk to anybody who'll listen to us.
So I'm looking at your website, and I tell you, you've got some beautiful things here. I mean, really.
Well, thank you.
I love the I especially am fond of the mermaid.
Oh, yeah. The mermaid was a commission.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. This guy was an incredible carpenter, and he did a lot of work for us at home. And he said, and then he did another little job for me for a neighbor, and he said, she was an elderly lady, and he said, I don't want any money from her, but I want you to paint a painting for me. And
oh, wow.
I said, okay, what would you like? And he described exactly what he wanted. So
he described this mermaid?
He said he wanted the mermaid,
okay.
And he wanted, because he used to dive, and he said, I want me in the background, as a diver. And then that's about all he told me, and I just kind of ran with it, and did.
I love the colors.
Did what I wanted.
I love the colors. Very pretty.
Thank you. Yeah.
Very nice.
I like her hair.
Yeah, I do. But what's really cool is you go from something like this mermaid, then you look all the way to the left, and you've got this beautiful garden scene with the path going. And, I don't know. It's quite a range. So Patty said, like in school, you couldn't draw a stick figure. Was that true?
I didn't even know. I always loved art, but it wasn't until 81 or 83, between 80 and 83, that I just started to paint. I wanted to teach myself. So
you taught yourself painting. How to do this?
Well, I started off, I went to some lessons. There was an artist in Chalmette at the Party House. It was on St. Bernard Highway.
I know exactly where the Party House was. I was there.
St. Bernard Highway.
I was there.
And I went here for a couple of months. I went.
Do you remember his name? Was his name Fred?
No, this was a woman.
Okay.
And I don't remember her name, and I'm sorry that I don't.
That's okay.
But, I took some lessons with her. And then from there, I just went on. I went to some different seminars with different artists. But I'm, basically self-taught. And then I jump around a lot. I'll do watercolor. I'll do, I love pastels. I'll do oils. I try a lot of different things.
I'm always enamored by anyone who can do this because I can't, it's just.
No, that's not true. If you really wanted to, you would. You would.
Okay.
You would find a way.
I would find a way.
She's done.
Well, start off small and then just, read and learn and practice.
Don does nothing small.
Not anything small.
But she's done. She's a couple of the girls that we went to school with have commissioned her to do their houses that they grew up in. And you should see those old Ninth Ward houses.
So you know what we should do?
They're incredible, Don.
So you know what we need to do?
What?
I need to hook Alicia up with the plant gallery.
You do?
Because all these gorgeous homes, people would love that.
Absolutely.
To have a painting or, we need to talk off it. We need to do that.
Well, I'll have to spend less time gardening and more time painting.
There you go.
Well, we got to go to a break, but we will be back. Alicia, I'm going to put you on hold. And when we come back, Alicia shared crawfish cake. Now, two recipes, the brisket recipe.
I love the brisket.
I'm doing the brisket. Crawfish cakes with honey jalapeno sauce.
And let me know how you like it, Don.
Oh, I will. Definitely. And if I don't, you'll really hear me.
Oh, I'm sure.
We'll be right back.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. A while back, I hosted the NFL show. Remember? We'd take a knee for no one. I've returned to WGSO to host shows on Tuesday and Thursday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Tuesday evenings, we will focus on the causes, consequences, and solutions to the international, national, and local political mess that has developed since 2020. Thursday's show will be happier. It's a golf show discussing the current state of the game we love in Louisiana and on the Gulf Coast.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. State lawmakers have approved the 2023 Coastal Master Plan, the state's vision for the long-term sustainability of South Louisiana. Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority Chairman Chip Klein says the plan was developed utilizing the best available science and engineering as well as public input.
In 50 years, Louisiana will have less flood risk than we do today if we implement every single project within the master plan.
Klein says $1.6 billion will be used to fund 147 projects across the coast. St. Martin Parish State Senator Fred Mills answers criticism for his against party lines vote that killed a bill banning transgender medical procedures for minors. Those would include surgeries and hormonal treatments. He says the bill's needlessly harsh on doctors who may perform the treatments.
That doctor's license would be revoked for 2 years. We have never done anything like that.
He considers the bill government overreach. I'm Kevin Gallagher. This is news from LRN.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon.
Taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Your taste buds will be best buds with Dr. Pepper Float ice cream from Bluebell. The rich taste of creamy vanilla ice cream swirled together with the one-of-a-kind flavor of delicious Dr. Pepper. Treat yourself to a pint or half gallon today.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, this is Christian Garrick. I'm excited about my new show on WGSO 990 AM, Monday through Friday, noon to 2 p.m. There are a lot of things going on in this country and in the city that are concerning. I'm your voice. You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. The Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform, noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
And we're back with Chew on This, brought to you by the Plant Gallery on Airline. Go check them out. Are they going to be open Monday, Don?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you see, Monday while you're running around.
7 days a week.
You can run out to the Plant Gallery and buy a Memorial Day, a red, white, and blue plant.
Oh, they got all kind of new tropicals in, mm-hmm. too, so you got to go take a look at those. Oh, Alicia, you've got to get down here and come visit the Plant Gallery. You'd love it.
Yeah, well, that would be very dangerous to me because I cannot resist.
Well, I can get you a I know people. I can get you a line of credit.
Oh, really? Yeah. My husband will love that. You know,
bring a truck.
I don't buy shoes and purses. I buy plants. And
nothing wrong with that.
Well, we have 2 acres, so I'm filling it up gradually with plants.
There you go.
We have a We have a little orchard going with lemons and oranges and mayhaws and blackberries and blueberries. And it's a lot, but it's a lot to keep up.
Mm-hmm. So
last year, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, I took the Master Gardener class, and, I volunteer once a week at the LSU Hammond Research Station where they grow, all these Louisiana super plants. And so I learn a lot from them, too,
nice.
Regarding plants.
She's just very well-rounded.
She is.
I'm not. I'm like a one-trip thing. That's it. That's
I'm
all I
very
got.
Tired.
I bet you are. When do you sleep?
Oh, I sleep.
So tell me about these crawfish cakes, because I'm doing the brisket.
Yeah, we're both going to try.
We're doing
the brisket.
Mm-hmm. Wait, here's another little tip.
That you got from some woman at Walmart.
No, actually, no. I did this myself.
Okay.
Macaroni and cheese. Baked macaroni and cheese. Okay.
Right. The only way there is macaroni and cheese baked.
Yeah, but I put smoked Gouda.
Ooh. How can
And
I
people absolutely love it. And they say, well, how did you make this? What did you put in it? And I put a whole round little cake of smoked Gouda and cheddar and Velveeta. I used pet cream, butter, and a teaspoon of.
See, she is like me, mm-hmm. the Velveeta.
Dry mustard, and then what else did I put in it? Dry mustard. Oh, and that, the flour that...
Wondra.
Wondra. Wondra. Mm-hmm. I put a little bit of Wondra in it, and I cooked that in a pot.
So you melt it all together.
I melt it all in a big pot. I saw Jacques Pepin do this years and years ago on one of his TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's a really good idea. And you might have to add a little bit more, half and half to it,
Mm-hmm.
And then I pour it over my macaroni and bake it. And it's just that smoked Gouda.
So you basically make a bechamel if you're using the Wondra.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Right.
Got it. I make trash. Trilla trash.
Do
macaroni.
You put the macaroni is not cooked or is it already
cooked?
No,
it's cooked.
It's cooked.
Oh, no, it's cooked.
It's cooked.
And
it's
then
cooked
you
and
put
drained.
It all in and bake mm-hmm. it until it gets crusty
right.
on the top.
And I make the bechamel in a pot and then I just pour it, mix it in, and then of course I add more cheese and butter on top.
That sounds delicious.
But it does.
No egg.
But that smoked Gouda, it's just really good.
That would be good with the brisket, huh?
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
that'd be real good. Great.
What time's dinner?
Well, apparently 12 hours from now, because that's how long it takes to make this brisket. So.
That's right.
I mean, we'll see you at midnight. So tell me about these crawfish cakes, because that sounds, especially the jalapeno honey. So is this your recipe? It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be.
No, it's a combination. What I usually do, I'll look at recipes, but then I usually change them.
I do, too. I like that.
Just, mm-hmm. I change things, I'll say, well, I think I would like this, or I don't like that. And, the cakes, the crawfish cakes, it's actually the basic, it's a John Foltz basic recipe. But then I added things to it. I added the hollandaise mustard and the...
All right, so walk us through this, because I don't have
the mayo...
I don't have it in front of me, so I can't. Pat, that's so funny. Patty thinks I can see 4 feet away. I can't even see 2 feet away, much less 4 feet away. On this luxurious, on this luxurious state-of-the-art monitor we have from 1973. So, tell me about this. Walk me through.
Okay, let me get the recipe.
Well, you don't have to read it. Just tell me.
Well, I mean, I just cut up your seasonings. It says a half a cup, but what I determined it to be is a half of a small onion, a half of a small bell pepper, the red bell pepper, the yellow bell pepper, the onion. I add a little green onion to mine, too, because I like green onion.
Too. It brightens things up.
It does. Mm-hmm. And I put some mayo in it and the Parmigiano Reggiano cheese. And, I don't know if you've ever made this, but Commander's Palace Creole Seafood Seasoning.
Mm-hmm. Have I made that? Ever... No, I've never made
that. Yeah. Well, it's from one of their cookbooks. I started doing this years ago, and I keep it in a little mason jar. And whenever I cook any kind of seafood, I add, this is what I use. And but I leave out the, I think they call for 2 tablespoons of cayenne pepper. But I leave that out because
you may not always want
what
that.
Yeah, I may not right. always want the cayenne. Right. And, if I'm cooking for my grandkids, they don't right. like things real spicy.
You can always add
so
it. You can't take it out.
Right, exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I used that, and then I added the mustard and the horseradish, and basically, cook it all down, and then I made the honey jalapeno sauce.
That's
and another thing.
Hmm? That's got to be. That just sounds delicious on anything. Honey jalapeno.
Mm-hmm.
That's spicy and sweet.
It is. Yeah. It's savory and sweet, but you have to be really careful with the jalapeno. Because the first time I made it, I put a whole jalapeno in. And what you do is you bake, you roast the jalapeno in the garlic, and when I put it in a little tin foil package, mm-hmm. and put it in my toaster oven, and at 425, and cook it for about 15 to 18 minutes, and then I take it out and I squeeze the garlic. You put everything in a blender or a food processor, but I start off with maybe a third of the jalapeno, because some peppers can be very, very hot. Some are very, very mild.
True.
And again, you can't take it out, but you can always add it. So I suggest you start with a third or half of a small jalapeno. And to me, I think that would be enough. I don't like to just taste pepper. I like to taste everything.
Right. Right.
And if you put too much pepper or too much of the jalapeno, then I think it'll be just
overpowering.
Too hot.
Overpowering.
So, yeah, overpowering.
So you cook all the vegetables, the trinity, for lack of a better word, and then do you saute the crawfish? Or the crawfish are already cooked, of course, but do you
right.
saute
you know,
them?
Right. You pulse them in a food processor.
Oh, so you
about
do
three
pulse
pulses.
Them. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like
about
chopped, but
pulses.
Not pureed.
No, you don't want to puree it. And, you have to be careful, because if you're using one of those small food processors,
yeah.
I would do it in 2 batches.
Get all gummed up.
Yeah, because you don't want it to be gummy.
Right, get gummed.
So, I'll saute the trinity, and then I add, the crawfish, and I cook that about 3 minutes just to blend it in, and then put your seasonings in, and then you put in your flour and your heavy cream, and you stir that around for a few minutes, and whatever else I have in here, the horseradish.
Right.
I put all that in, and half a cup of breadcrumbs. Take it off the heat, and I put the cheese in, and I think I put the breadcrumbs in after I take it off the fire.
Right.
So I put the breadcrumbs and the cheese in, and then you let it cool down.
Nice.
And you have to kind of play it by ear. You may need more breadcrumbs. You want the cake to hold together. And you really have to, what I do is I put the breadcrumbs on a plate, and then I gently, flip them over in the breadcrumbs. You have to be gentle with these cakes, because it's not like a hamburger.
No, it's just like a crab cake. You've got to treat it.
Yeah, it's more delicate. And then just brown it on either side. And
that sounds delicious.
You can hold it in the oven at 250 till you're ready to eat.
You and Patty, and with this 250-degree oven, that's on 24 hours a day.
Yeah, we like that. We like that.
Just leave the damn thing on.
The honey jalapeno sauce has butter in it. So what I would do is make this first, and then before I started cooking, the crawfish, and have it done. And then when you're ready to eat, just throw it in the microwave and heat it up so the butter, gets warm again, and let everyone drizzle it on top of their crab cakes however much they want.
That sounds delicious.
It does.
It sounds. The only thing, I've got all these gadgets, Alicia, I love gadgets. And the one gadget that I have, and I try not to use, my wife bought me this gorgeous food processor that is big enough to be in a commercial kitchen. And I live in a condo, and it's like every time I see something that says food processor, I try to avoid it, because washing this thing is such a pain.
Well, you know what I have? I have a little one that I keep on the counter. I have a big one, but I have a little one.
I have a little one, too.
I have,
it breaks a rule. It breaks one of my rules. You know I'm a rule person.
I have
a,
I know.
Nothing on the counter.
I have every kitchen appliance that has ever been made by modern man.
Can't be on the counter. Can't be, nothing on the counter.
It's everywhere. It's in the attic. It's under the counter. It's in the utility room. They're everywhere. And
can you see going to?
And
I use the. She has to go to the attic to cook. I love
it. No, I have big plastic bins in the attic with overflow cookware and crystal and I mean just.
I
my
love
husband
this.
Said that
I was going to say that said, you and Don are kindred
kinda,
spirits
I love
here.
This.
You know.
Well, my husband says I suffer from TMS. What does he call it? TMS.
I know exactly
and
what you
said. That?
I know what it means.
Too much stuff. He said
it wasn't what I was going to say.
He actually counted how many pairs of shoes I have, and he said, "Can you get rid of some of his shoes?"
Yeah, I feel his pain. All underneath my bed are boxes of shoes.
Oh, I have some under the bed, but you'll love this, Don, because an elderly neighbor.
She said she likes elderly people.
Mm-hmm. Well, she passed away, but she gave me her.
Her shoes?
No, her whole set of Le Creuset cookware.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I have every size pot, roaster, the whole thing.
So maybe you know how to fix this for me. Because I've got a problem with my Le Creuset. So I have one. I have the 7-quart that I use. I have made a ruin several times. I can't get the brown stain out of it. Is that just, that's
yeah,
it? I'm
I'll
stuck with
you.
It?
No, there's a way to do it.
Okay.
Fill it up with warm water and you add about a tablespoon of bleach, just common household bleach, and let it sit.
So warm water, like don't put it on the stove.
No, just warm water and bleach, and that the bleach will, because it's a porcelain coating.
Right.
And you just put the bleach, and if it doesn't work, you know, then do it again. But I would only put about a tablespoon in that one pot, and just let it soak. Because I did that with mine, and it came clean. Now it's never going to look like it's brand new,
right?
But it's
going to
take that dark. And there is a special cleaner you can buy, and I'm sure I have some. You tried that?
Yeah, that didn't work. I tried.
Oh, wait. Here's another secret. A little tip. If you have, if you scorch a pot, a burner pot, and this goes for Le Creuset, too, you fill up your pot with water on the stove, and you put about a half cup of baking soda. Mm. Bring it to a boil. And watch it. Don't let it overflow and overboil.
Well, if I was watching things, I wouldn't have scorched the pot.
Yeah, that's true. And well, with Le Creuset, you have to cook on a lower flame.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, a lower flame.
I love
but
it.
But I have used the water and the baking soda trick in a pot. What did I do? Oh, I forgot a pot of okra on the stove, and it boiled. It just.
Bet that smells great.
It was horrible. Okay, horrible. And I thought I'll have to throw this pot away.
We have to move. We got to move.
Yeah, but the baking soda worked. It did work. It'll take all that crustiness away. So you could try either way.
We got a break. So hang on, Alicia. We're going to come back and do the wrap up of your recipe. And thank you so much for all the tips. But we got to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a minute.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Tune in at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday for Herds Louisiana Live. Coming in hot, state government shenanigans, business, and more. Only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
And we are back with Chew on This, brought to you by The Plant Gallery. You know, it's really hard nowadays to think, I can't think of anywhere that really does floral arrangements that you can just call up and order. That used to be a thing when we were young.
Yeah, you used to be able to call Bud's Florist.
Now you got to call The Plant Gallery. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you they do beautiful floral arrangements, there's very unique flowers that, you know, we're not talking about carnations here, you know. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for carnations, don't call us, okay?
Right.
Wrong place. But if you're looking for a beautiful arrangement, definitely reach out to The Plant Gallery. They will deliver it right to your loved one or that special person. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a special occasion to order a beautiful flower arrangement.
No, it doesn't.
You know, so definitely call The Plant Gallery at 504-229-3343. Order that beautiful arrangement. Tell them that Don and Patty sent you. The Plant Gallery on Airline Highway in New Orleans. And we're back.
We're back with Alicia Cornick. And Alicia has a website. On our podcast page, I put a link to Alicia's website. It's Alicia Cornick Fine Art. And you can see some of her art that she's got for sale and how to commission her to do a fabulous artwork for you. And her recipe for crawfish cakes is on our podcast page. You go to wgso.com/podcast/chewonthis, and you can see today's show. You can listen to the show again.
I hope they can't see it. Good Lord.
No, they can't see it. You can listen to
Patty,
it. Yes.
I have to tell you that I thought I would not have enough to say. I thought, oh, I'm going to fill this time. I won't have enough to say, but when you get us together, you know, this is what happens.
I know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt. And I'm going to give a little shout out to Peggy Barbe because she texted me or she messaged me over Facebook, Alicia. She told me she couldn't wait to hear your recipe.
Oh, yeah.
Because she looks at all your pages, all your foodie pictures.
She does.
And so, hey, Peggy, tell your friends about Chew on This.
Are you on?
Hey, Peggy.
Are you on Instagram at all?
I am, and Patty told me that you have a large following on Instagram.
I do.
So.
Chew on This _ Nola, N-O-L-A, and you can see all my foolishness there.
Okay.
All my crazy stuff that I cook.
What's your Instagram page, Alicia?
Which Instagram page?
I don't really have an Instagram page.
Oh, we need to do that.
I don't know. I'm on there, but I wouldn't say I don't have a page.
Well, Patty does. She doesn't know how to get to it.
Yeah,
she doesn't know how to log in.
Yeah.
That's really great.
I'm technically a little backwards here.
Well, Instagram is much easier to use. Well, I don't have Facebook, but Instagram is really, I mean, it's just, you know, post a picture, put a caption.
Mm-hmm.
It's really easy, you know.
Okay.
No commitment.
Well, you know, a friend, a neighbor said that I should start a little cookbook because she's from Washington State. And
oh, that poor thing. She doesn't know food. Poor baby.
I know. I start, you know, I'll give her recipes, and she started a little book called Alicia's Recipes.
I love it. She's so desperate, poor thing.
She sends it to her family in Washington, and then she has family in Delaware, and they share these recipes. So they're bouncing all over the country.
My goodness, you're national.
Well, I mean, that's great. Somebody's got to teach them how to cook.
You're right.
Well, she said, you know, you should start a little book. And I thought, you know, that is a good idea to pass on to your grandchildren, you know, have all these recipes written down.
You know, you're so right. I wish I would have done that with some of my mom's recipes.
Me too. I wish, just the other day I was thinking about, you know, how she cooked. Of course, she didn't write anything down, you know.
No, they never did.
They
didn't
do that. She did it.
Mm-hmm. I do have a small book that my grandmother wrote, hand wrote some of her recipes and gave to me because she knew I was the only one.
Yeah.
And there's one that we miss. She made a crab. She called it crab stew.
Yeah, my mother used to.
And it was
something
a thin,
like
thin reddish brown gravy with the boiled crabs and okra. And we put it over rice. And I wished I had that recipe. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to do it and I can't.
Yeah, my mom used to make corn soup with fresh corn. We'd go to the French market and we'd get a bushel of corn and tomatoes, and she would make this the most delicious corn soup. And we ate it over rice. And I've tried to make it, but it just doesn't taste like hers.
So, mm-hmm. So my friend Tom Fitzmaurice always said that if there's a dish you like and your mother or your grandmother makes it, tell her, make me a grocery list. And you go make groceries, you get everything, and you go, and as they cook it, say, okay, stop. And you take what they're putting in the pot and you measure it, and then you write it down. And you kind of force them to give you the recipe, because when they're gone, those recipes are gone forever. You can try to duplicate it like you've done and I've done, but it's just not the same, you know?
Yeah, no, I had to get the recipe for oyster patties from Alicia. Because I don't know how to make them. And my mother, and you know, when I was growing up, I didn't like them. And now that I'm older, I realize
so now
how
when
good
you
they are.
When you say oyster patties, is it like the Mackenzie little bitty oyster patties?
Yeah. Oh, but the stuffing stuff, you know, I don't know how to.
Oh, Alicia, send that to Patty.
Patty, you're talking about oyster dressing.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
That's what I gave you the recipe.
That's right, oyster dressing.
You see, I'm all excited about oyster patties.
But Alicia makes oyster patties too.
Would you send her your recipe for that, please? You make
for
oyster.
What?
You make oyster patties. Patty doesn't.
I haven't done it recently, but yeah.
Okay, because I have one that my wife's grandmother made, but I like to see different variations on that.
Yeah, send me your recipe.
I wish
you
had the one that says it's the Mackenzie recipe, I'm calling BS on that.
Oh, no.
Because I've done that.
Recipe. Yeah.
I have done that, and it tastes nothing like the ones we used to eat when we were kids.
Mm-mm.
Remember the little ones and those little small, oh, God, those were so good.
You know, I call them patty shells.
Patty shells.
We used to have them, the little patty shells that we did get from Mackenzie.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we had those for all the parties in New Orleans, had oyster patties.
Yeah. I don't even think there were really oysters in them. Were there?
Yeah, there were.
Well, there's a mock oyster dip that you can make
soup.
That I've made before. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
but, no, but, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, if you have it, send it to Patty.
Yeah, send
Please.
It to me.
Patty, I wanted to tell you your friend Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's a book that I got about, you said she liked to do cook with herbs, fresh herbs, and there's a great little book that I found all about herbs and recipes and how to grow them and how to freeze them and dry them. And so I'll send you that,
too. Send me the name of the book,
What was that? Mm-hmm.
That's the music saying that we got to go.
Oh, you see, you've been a great guest. You've been awesome.
Alicia, this has been so much fun.
This is fun. I like this.
This has been great, Patty. And I'm sure that the show will be a huge hit.
Well, thank you.
Oh, this is our retirement plan, so we're hoping so.
That's right. So we're hoping so. So tell everybody you know.
I have been.
Thank you.
Awesome. You've been great.
Thanks so much, Alicia, for taking so much of your Saturday time to be with us.
That's okay. I have yard work to do later, but
it's too hot.
It's too hot for that.
It is hot.
Make a drink.
Well, it was great talking with y'all.
Thanks.
It was great talking to you too.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
This goes by so fast.
Doesn't it?
I know. It goes by so fast. It was fun.
And
she was great.
We got brisket.
We got
macaroni and cheese.
Even you could make the brisket, Shannon. That's easy.
Yeah, and we got macaroni and cheese, and then we got crab cake. Crawfish cakes. I'm going to try those crawfish cakes. I think that sounds pretty good.
Got to think of the food processor.
Well, or either have really good knife skills.
I do have good knife skills.
You know, where you can chop it up small. I think that's the key is just... chopping it up.
Buy good knives.
Yeah, we need to do a show on that.
Yeah, if you spent less than $1,000 for your knife set, you're going to cut your hand off.
You mean like the $25 set at Costco's?
Yeah, it's what my mother has.
Yeah.
And every time I go, I like to cut my hand off because I'm using this knife from Walmart.
Well, Don, thanks again. It was fun Saturday. Listen and chew on this next Saturday at noon. Let me see who our guest is next Saturday.
We have another guest?
We have another guest next Saturday.
Look at that.
No, next Saturday we have the Walt Twins. Go online, the Walt Twins, W-A-L-T-W-I-N-S. It's two guys, twin guys, who do cooking on YouTube. It's going to be fun.
Cool.
The Walt Twins.
The Walt Twins.
Twins,
all right.
Yes.
I can't wait.
It's a noon next Saturday right here on WGSO, 990 AM. Or go to the website, WGSO.com, and listen to our podcast.
Yeah, be sure to follow Chew on This _ NOLA.
That's right.
On Instagram.
All right.
Thanks to the Plant Gallery.
Thanks to the Plant Gallery.
Assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows,